Yeah, the point is that when I saw him first in the President's 11 when I was captain of that, and I wasn't captain of the West Indies yet. And while people like Lawrence Rowe played, and Alcomido Willett, and one or two others, David Murray. But you make a wonderful 40, but never went on. And but you saw that all this is a diamond that needs sort of polishing as such, and a rough diamond. But he's played extremely over the years, and he's matured, and he matured under my captaincy. So I have a lot of respect for him because he's done yeoman service for West Indies cricket, and he's put us on top of the world. It's just part of his brilliant batting, why we were recognized as such a wonderful team.
Well, for me, I think the biggest memory, well, there's several, but the first one I would suggest is 1979 World Cup. Now, I know in 1975 World Cup, he did not make a lot of runs, but he effected 3 runouts and made the West Indies beat Australia. But in 1979, the one that I played in when the West Indies won, at one stage we were 99 for 4, and he and Collis King put on, I think, 132 for the fifth wicket. Collis made 86. For me, Viv played very differently. He recognized that he needed to be at the crease. And at the end of it all, ended up with, I think, 100 and something not out, 130, I think, not out. Batted right through. And the last shot of the game, of the West Indies innings, I think we made 286. I can't remember the exact number. Anyway, the last shot of the game, Mike Hendrick bowled to him. And it was outside off stump, and Viv went across the wicket and came over square leg for 6. That is still one of the best shots I've seen in cricket anywhere.
Well, I had to shield him most of the time. I thought he was a little timid at times, and I had to protect him most of the time. So, you know, I'm glad he certainly learned from watching from the other end, and he came through pretty well. Now he's Of course, when you have such a person sort of bat at the other end, it makes your job easy because you know the only problem you may have is that the bowler is going to feel and probably try a little harder, if you're thinking that he's likely to get you out more than the other than Saviv, and that helps you as well too because sometimes you can try too hard, you can overdo it, and this just doesn't get it right, and then that's your time really to sort of capitalize on things. But obviously, having him at the other end, it should make things a lot easier most of the time.
Well, in the dressing room was always a fun place to be. There are lots of memories of living in the dressing room. We had some funny moments, some serious moments. You know, there are a lot of things that happen that stay with you. Not just, you know, the brilliant innings or the things, it's the way, the different things that happen and the way how they happen and the outcomes.